Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. If you're a new listener, we greet you warmly in the name of Jesus. We pray you are blessed, and know that this broadcast is heard every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time. And also, I should mention, if you ever miss a broadcast or would like to rehear, they are available at the UCM website, which is unveiledchrist.org. You can click on the broadcast. They're archived there for a number of years. You can listen anytime at your convenience. But before I now begin to share the word of the Lord that He would have me to share with you this week, let us go to prayer. Father, we thank You. We thank You for who You are. Lord, David said, "What should I render unto the Lord for all of His benefits unto me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord." So, Lord, we call upon You today, but with that calling, we want to declare and express the mercies of the Lord are from everlasting to everlasting. Father, that You desire mercy and not sacrifice. Father, that You are a gracious God, a God long-suffering who has tolerated, Father, the wickedness and the inequalities and all the evil things that are done in the world, because You are long-suffering, Lord. You're not willing that any should perish. And Father, we know that this is a dispensation. It's a time when the grace of God is be extended to the unsaved, that they will hear the words of the everlasting gospel that Jesus saves, and it's by His blood only, by belief in His name and what He came to do to restore us to fellowship with You, Father, and that because of Jesus, we have been born again, our spirits are made alive, and we are seated with You in heavenly places. And Father, we thank You for the great privilege. We ask You, Lord, to expand and to deepen our knowledge and comprehension of who You are and who we are in You. Father, it's like digging in a precious mine. Lord, we've unearthed great treasures, but there are yet untold vastness of treasures and great riches that are to be discovered. Open Thou, Lord, our eyes, that we might behold wondrous things out of Thy word. Father, thank You for Your anointing. And Lord, as we come before Your throne, as we gather to hear the word of the Lord speaking to our hearts today, Father, we pray the Holy Spirit will make it important and relevant to our lives. Only the Holy Spirit can do that. Father, I ask for Your anointing, but Lord, it is only Your anointing. It is Your empowering. It is Your revelation that makes the Word of God come alive to individual hearts. And so, Father, we cry out for that, Father, because it is by the Spirit of the Lord that shall be accomplished. It's not by might, our mental power. It's not by our physical strength, our discipline, or anything we can bring to complete the sacrifice of Jesus. Nothing can be added to it. But Father, we present ourselves to You, yielded vessels, a surrendered life, that You would reflect the light of Jesus and the glory that is due Your name. In the name of Jesus, Father, we thank You for it. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I'd like to begin by reading a few passages in the book of Romans, chapter 12, and I trust these are very familiar scriptures to you. Paul is exhorting us in that first verse that we need to present our bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, and besides, that's just reasonable. That's just the start, if you will. And he goes on in verse 2, to declare, "Be not conformed to this world," this world system, "but be ye transformed," changed, "by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God," that you will, by having the mind of Christ, demonstrate in your own life experientially what is God's perfect will. That has been my prayer from a young Christian, to pray for God's perfect will. I knew I didn't have the wisdom to make the right choices, but I depended, I leaned upon God for His guidance and direction in our lives. And that's what each one of us need to do, beloved, to ask for His way. As for God, His way is perfect. So if we will follow Him and adhere to His ways, beloved, we shall walk in those great blessings He has promised for those who will not only hear the word of God, but obey His commandments. Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Praise God. And then it goes on to say in verse 3, for I say, through the grace given unto me, the great revelation God had imparted to this apostle, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to. In other words, we need to have that Christ-like attribute of humility, but we're to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another. Beloved, we need each other. God doesn't look at any one of us. We may have many, many different kinds of gifting and calling in our lives, but as far as the value, the merit of our individual being, our heart, our spirit, our soul, God treasures us exactly the same. Why? Because He created us. We are the work of His hands. He loves what He created. He didn't create junk, beloved. And man is, what David said, what is man that thou art mindful of him, or the son of man that thou visitest him? Thou hast made him a little lower than the angels. Thou hast crowned him with glory and honor. Beloved, that's how God sees us. Now, what I want to do with the help of the Holy Spirit on these broadcasts is to help in a little way, in some small measure, to help you see with greater understanding and revelation who you are before the Lord. We need a perspective change, if you will. We need to view ourselves as Christ sees us. And you know what? It's not a one-time thing. I've served the Lord for many decades, and He is yet continuing to unfold as the layers of an onion, the depth, the riches of His love toward me personally, toward all of us, so that we can achieve that full stature of a perfect man, even unto the measure of the stature of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Praise God. In Proverbs chapter 23, verse 7, there is a very powerful statement, and that is, as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. One of the greatest needs today, beloved, in the body of Christ throughout the earth is to have the right kind of teaching, to have the revelation from the Word of God, and that is to recognize the tremendous privilege we have, as well as the responsibility, who we are truly as children of God. Is there anything greater than that? God created the mighty angels, who are amazing in stature and power and strength and in glory, but they're not the children of God. We are created in His very image and likeness. What an amazing privilege that is. But Proverbs tells us we're not to think of ourselves more than we are. That's what Romans, just that verse I shared, the word tells us that pride goes before a fall. So certainly we should not think more highly of ourselves than we should, but we also, on the same point, should not think less of who God thinks we are, what God thinks about us. I'm not talking about sinful pride. I'm talking about a Christ-like humility. I'm talking about acknowledging that position of honor and privilege and position that God has given to you and me, the place of authority and power and fellowship with God. If we could ever let those words really sink in, we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus Christ. The Father loves us just as much as he loves Jesus, and we have a rich inheritance as the children of God. And what I want to do through the enabling of the Holy Spirit is help you to understand that we need to agree with what God's Word says. We need to agree with God, with what God has said of as who we are as his children. And I want you to understand that God wants us, according to John, to prosper and be in health even as our souls prospers. And when I use that term prosperity, I'm not just talking about material blessings. I'm not talking about financial wealth. I'm talking about the whole man, physically, mentally, emotionally, wholeness and prosperity. And that beautiful concept of Jehovah Shalom, he is our peace. He is our fullness of blessing in every single area of our lives. The Hebrew language is so rich in trying to impart this concept, a holistic concept, if you will, of full favor and blessing from God. What a beautiful, beautiful picture of who we are in Christ. And when I talk about prosperity, I want to illustrate to you that as we think in our heart, that's exactly what we're going to get. A person who thinks of himself or herself as hardly nothing more than a worm, well, you can't help but act and react according to that mental picture. An understanding of yourself. Show me a person who has little esteem of themselves, and I'll show you a person lacking in very many of the things that make life a happy experience and disposes a person to walk in the fullness of God's divine destiny. And I'm not wanting to put anyone down, but on the other hand, I want to help you to rise up and think and talk and live the kind of life that God wants you to have. Praise God. Well, my time has come to a conclusion, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. We're barely getting into this message. I hope you can be with me tomorrow. Thank you so much for joining me. As my spiritual family, UCM Partners, and my radio family, I pray for you every day. I ask for God's blessings and continued moving and working in your lives. I invite you to join me tomorrow. I invite you to write and show your prayer requests. Know that I will personally, I love the correspondence ministry. I love the broadcast ministry. It's what God has called us to do as a ministry. So I invite you to write, and I invite you to tune in tomorrow at the same time. God bless you. And until then, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh,